Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Neva Roney. Today, I'm joined by Dr. Greg Hanselchick, veterinarian and professor at Kansas State University. Dr. Hanselchick, welcome to the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Of course. Today, we'll be discussing things centered around beef cattle herd health in these warm summer months. To get started, could you describe your work and area of expertise and maybe why you have a special interest in it?
Well, I'm an ex-practitioner. I was a dairy and cow-calf practitioner for 16, 17 years before I came back to Kansas State University. And now I'm in the diagnostic lab and ahead of our outreach program. And then I'm also ahead of what we call the field disease investigation unit. It's a group of individuals anytime that a producer or veterinarian needs fresh eyes or has complex herd health issues, we're a group free of charge to help them, guide them, or investigate herd health problems. So that's, I don't know if it's expertise, but that's my interest. And that's what I get to do a lot of my time here at K-State.
Awesome. So what are some things that beef ranchers must be doing in the summertime? And how are these different from other times of the year? And why are they so important?
Yeah, that's a great question. So as far as cow-calf producers, of course, it's hot and we've got heat stress out there. There's not much a cow-calf producer is going to do about that. Most pastures have trees and there's ponds for the animals, but there are a particular group of diseases that are somewhat unique to this time of year. And we've got pink eye, we've got foot rot, and a kind of an emerging disease that we started seeing probably 3 or 4 years ago is what we call pasture or summer pneumonia in pre-weaned beef calves. And then the other thing that producers are well aware of this time of year is when we're a little bit concerned about bulls that are hurt during the breeding season, either skeletal or reproductive organs that are hurt, and therefore they're not being able to do what they're supposed to do. So those are the main biggest health issues that we deal with this time of year.
Those are the things that are always there. Those are a must to take care of. What are some things that they should be doing, and why is that in their best interest?
Yeah, so I think they know what they should be doing, but we just go back to the pink eye thing. Anytime that we have an outbreak of pink eye in a cow-calf herd, and I mean not just one or two animals, but basically an epidemic, the thing that the producer needs to think about is what is lacerating or cutting the eye, because we can't have pink eye without something breaking the integrity of the cornea. And a lot of times this time of year, it's fly control. We've got too many face flies that are with their little raspy mouth parts are feeding on the eye. And when they do that, they cut the eye and then they let the bacteria inside. So if we have an outbreak, that's what we want to think about, is our fly control up to snuff. This time of year, a lot of times the grass is headed out. And so those cows are getting close to the ground to get more of the goodies, the palatable grass. And when they put their head deep into the grass, a lot of times they'll lacerate their eye. There's not a whole lot producers in most areas could do about that, but that's another thing to think about. So number one is just keep looking at the animals. Again, if you have an outbreak and it is a fly control, that's when we'd come in and either use some sprays or maybe change ear tags or do something to get the fly control down. Foot rot's kind of the same way. I mean, the bacteria that causes foot rot are on all feet. And so if we have an outbreak of foot rot, we need to be thinking about what in the environment is breaking the integrity of the skin. And this time of year, a lot of times it's dryness. So dry, just like our hands, when the environment's dry, it'll crack. Sometimes when it's heat related, it's because the animals are spending a lot of time standing in the ponds. And so that moisture, that constant moisture, breaks the integrity of the skin. So it's just exactly like pink eye. Observe the animals. If we have an outbreak of foot rot, we need to be looking in the environment and thinking about, is there anything that we can do to change the environment to prevent more cases of the foot rot?
Awesome. Now, is there anything you see different this summer than previous ones from a cattle or herd health standpoint, or is this pretty typical summer from what you can tell?
It seems like most places is pretty typical. There are some areas in Kansas that thankfully aren't going through the drought like they have in the last couple of years, but it seems to be a pretty typical year. I would say that maybe we're seeing a few more pasture pneumonia cases. We've got clients in all 50 states, so it's not only just Kansas, but a lot of what we're seeing are pasture pneumonias in Kansas, Nebraska, Montana, some of those areas. So maybe that's a little bit different than previous years.
What can ranchers be doing in other times of the year to prepare for the heat and busy times that approach in these summer months?
For me, the basics of good health in a cow-calf herd is having our cows in proper body condition when they calve. And if we do that, we prevent not only a lot of dystocia, but we'll increase milk production. We'll have better breed back. Our calves will be healthier. If we have our cows in proper condition, then we have a really good vaccination program to make sure that their immune systems are functioning accordingly or appropriately. And then depending or looking at our trace mineral program, it's important that we have a high quality trace mineral product available to the cows and making sure that they are consuming those products. And those kind of those three things kind of let everything else take care of themselves.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
The cow-calf industry, it's a tough industry. My wife's a fourth generation rancher from the sand hills in Nebraska. And, you know, from the outside, everything looks like it's pretty easy, but it's a tough business. Certainly calving season and weaning time are very, very stressful. And we think about animals when we go to pasture, everything should be just easy. But again, I just brought up four diseases that are really common that occur in the pasture. So cow-calf producers, they really never can let their guards down. They have to constantly be looking at their animals and their environment, looking at their feedstuffs. For the most part, they do a fantastic job of taking care of their animals. So I think we need to applaud them a little more than we do. For those of us not in the cow-calf industry, we need to appreciate those that are a lot more than we do today.
That is veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanselcheck of Kansas State. Thank you for coming on Inside Ag today and sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to give us a like and share this with others.